Okay. So, an interesting Ramban. Let's see. The Bamidbar is called Chumash HaPekud. It has two... That's, don't worry, it's just a piece of paper. Because it has two senses, and each census frames the narrative, the beginning of the census of Bamidbar. And that's a supernatural census. And then there's a census in the end, in Parshas Pinchas, where the Jews have already spent 40 years in the Midbar, and they're no longer the same Pesach, Kol, and Amoraim, because they fall into a different world. So if you look carefully, the censuses are structured very, very differently. So the Ramban wants to know what the word Pekida means. So Inyan HaPekida, so the first time we encounter Pekida in Tanakh, it's Hashem Pakad HaSarah, Pakad Pakadati, means Hashem will remember you. So what does that have to do with counting people? Remembering someone, having mercy on them, seems to have little to do with the very technical and practical process of counting numbers, conducting the census. The Ramban writes, Inyan Pekida, Zichron V'Hashkacha Al Davar. You remember something and you look into it, you investigate, you pay attention to something. So Hashem paid attention to Sarah's flight, Hashem paid attention to the flight of the Jewish people. V'gan Pikadon, we learned about Mitzvah, the word Pikadon. The word Pikadon means because the watchman has to pay attention and supervise. So the word Pakad doesn't mean to have mercy, it means to pay attention to it, to supervise, to probe, to assess something. Okay, so Kasher Tziva Limnosis Yisrael, Yomar Tifkidu Osam, the beginning of Bamidbar, Lirmos Shelo Yisparim, you shouldn't count them, that person, Rak Shiitnu Kofernacha, Machtis Hashekel, Uvahem Yashkiach Viyadam Yisparam. If I can't count you directly, you have to give me money or something else symbolic, then I have to then pay attention to the count. I can't just go 1, 2, 3, 4. I have to take the shekel, calculate how many shekel we'll give, and divide it in half, and indirectly arrive at a census of the population. So I'm looking into the process of counting, rather than just counting perfunctorily or just nonchalantly. So just like Hashem looks into Sarah's case, Hashem probes the plight of the Jewish people, or Shomer investigates or supervises Bikadon. Similarly, when you conduct the census, you're looking into how many people there are. Which right off the bat, the Ramban doesn't say, it is part of the reason perhaps Hashem wants us to count indirectly, is that we shouldn't take people for granted and just enumerate them. But we have to protect the individuality and the value of each person, and therefore it's indirect, and I'm looking into how many people there are rather than just counting them as a number. But we'll see this later. Now the main part of the Ramban is, how could David have erred so glaringly, so blatantly? Both in Shmuel Beis, Perach Chavav, as well as in Divrei Hayamim Aleph, I'm sorry, Perach Chav Dalet, in Divrei Hayamim Aleph, in Perach Chav Aleph, and later on, in later parts of the section, it seems as if David HaMelech counted the people directly without securing the Machtzis HaShekel, and this was the reason for the Magefa. How could David HaMelech have missed such an obvious pasuk in Kitusa that Hashem instructs us not to count human beings? So he has two approaches to Ramban. The Amar B'David Mispar Mifkaram. In Tanakh, in Shmuel Beis, it uses the words Mifkad to describe David's counting. According to the Ramban, Mifkad is indirect counting. So if the word Mifkad characterizes David's counting, then he also counted indirectly. He didn't count people by head. So what was the sin? We always assume David HaMelech made that grievous error of counting people's heads. Yet the Torah uses the word, or the Tanakh uses the word Mifkad to describe his counting. Seems like he didn't count them by heads. Line number two, the second paragraph. Kirachoku etzli shelo yizaher David. It's very strange to imagine that David would not be so attentive to an obvious and glaring pasuk in Kitisa. And also you have in Divrei Hayamim that Yoav, his general, is a little bit offended by David HaMelech's choice, but still he goes through with it anyway. That's why the Magefa emerges. Yoav also muffed the pasuk in Kitisa. Yoav also didn't realize. So Ramban has two answers. Number one, third paragraph. Avo kafi dati haya kesef alav bavur shemanam shelo letzarich kilo haya yotzei lemilchala velo asa bahem davar beisahi rak lismoach o lesamech libo shemalach al amrav. Now his mistake was not the methodology of his counting, but the purpose of his counting. We count people for a technical reason, in order to prepare for war, in order to allocate finances, in order to conduct any other public project, and you're fine. But if you just count just to luxuriate, just to indulge in counting, just to know how many people you have in your country, or as your subjects, then that's pointless counting. And therefore David HaMelech is guilty of launching a plague. How often do we count things just to our money or possessions or anything else, just to know how many we have? How often are we counting not just egotistical, but sometimes pointless? We live in the age of internet. People are making top 10 of this and top 10 of that and 100 best, and we just count for pointless reasons. Sometimes you have to count in life because you have to assess volume and you have to plan accordingly. When your counting has no purpose or has an egotistical purpose, then you invite him a gefa. That was David's mistake. And Yoav sends this, but since it wasn't contradicting a mefurish pasuk, he couldn't oppose David. He sends this, and in the Pesukim in Divrei Yamim, he was a little bit internally opposed, but he couldn't rebuff David and himself. It's interesting because now in Israel, every Yom HaTzmaut, the country counts how many people in the country. Again, today we have to count for statistical reasons and how to allocate funds and resources. But there's a lot of pride that people take these days, and each year watching the population of the Jewish people growing. That's not pointless, and that's not just egotistical or self-absorbed. That's to see the return of Jewish people in the Kol Katzvos Tevel, and if it's a Seno Kaneis, to see how many Jews we've been able to return to Eretz Israel. So perhaps we see that living in a time of Geula converts counting, which in the past was not for any technical reason, and according to the Ramban was the reason that a Magefa emerged. Today you can see that it has some purpose in restoring national pride, reminding us that we're living through a very important time in history, that there are now more Jews living in Israel than there are in the diaspora for the first time in history. Over the last couple of years, the amount of Jews living in Israel has caught up with the amount of Jews living in Kuzites. Okay? Now, the next piece is even more interesting. V'itachenod, the last paragraph, Shenefaresh, Vinamarki David Siva Limnos, Polish Israel, Ritzoni Lomi Ben Shlosh Ration of Amala. He made the mistake of counting from 13 rather than from 20. The Torah describes counting from 20. David HaMelech counts from 13. Because he assumed that was the age to count. Why should you wait until 20? If anything, you should ask the question, why not 13? Line number 5, of Nesha Zayn, Nenu Mefurish Bekasif. This is not explicit in the Torah when to count from, because in Kitisa it doesn't say necessarily forever to count from 20. Just in Bamidbar, they happened to count to 20 because they were mobilizing for war. Remember, in Bamidbar, they were still planning on entering Eretz Israel immediately, so they could expect immediate war. So they have to know how many people are able to enter war, and only people 20 years old can go to war. Now the question is, what's so terrible and what's so nefarious about counting from 20? So here's an interesting pasuk. So it's the last six lines from the bottom. According to pasuk in Divrei HaYamim, V'hakasuv ma'arer libi bozeh, V'mashe amar, V'lo nasa David misparam, L'miben esim shana ulamata. David HaMelech did not differentiate between 20 and less than 20. This is the language of the pasuk. Ki amar Hashem laharbos es Yisrael kechofei Hashemayim. And Hashem wants the Jewish people to be like the stars. What's the relationship between when you count, namely before 20 or after 20, and specifically Hashem's intention that we be as multiple as the stars, and why the stars, not the dust of the earth? So here he says, look at the third to last line, Hayinira, Sheminyan Yoav Hayilamate Ben Esrim. Yoav's census incorporated people who are less than 20. V'hu Hayah HaKetzaf, and this is why Hashem was furious. She'ein Hashem Chafetz, she'u kol Yisrael begedu minyan. He doesn't want the Jewish people to have a statistic that totally encompasses them. Shehu Yarben kechochvei Hashemayim, Hashem wants them to be like the stars. Kasher Amar intuchal lisparosam. And Hashem tells Avram about the stars, and the metaphor of the stars for the Jewish people says just like you can't count the stars, similarly you can't count the Jewish people. And Hashem doesn't want there to be a fixed number describing the Jewish people so that they'd be like the stars. Why specifically the stars and not the dust or the sand? Because part of fixing a number means you're creating a sense of fate and dictation and limitation. Today we live in the world of statistics. So the modern world needs statistics in order to predict, in order to allow large populations to live together. When you're living on a farm, you're living with 40 people, the funds are shared naturally. When you're living with 10 million people, 18 million people, you have to know where should there be police forces, advanced planning, how much sanitation, how much transportation, how much housing you should build. On the other hand, the world of statistics has created a sense of predeterminism, where we think that, you know, what are the trends? Well, I have to follow in line with the trends. If everyone's buying an iPhone, then I should buy an iPhone. What are the customer reviews in Amazon? If everyone feels that this item is preferable or superior, then I'll buy that item. What did the polls say? Once Trump started to win a few states, and the polls were in his favor, people started to vote for him because he was a winner. And everyone in Iowa, or everyone in New Hampshire voted for Trump, and maybe other people should vote as well for Trump. Statistics takes away personal freedom, and also creates a world in which we think that there are large forces at work that dictate human experience, and sometimes we fall in line with those forces rather than feeling completely independent to shape our own destiny. So Hashem wants us to be like stars. Stars are not subject to any influence. We're subject to the influence of the stars because they dictate seasons and biorhythms and time and day. When Hashem compares the Jewish people to stars, he wants the Jewish people to be above history, to be above predeterminism, to be above historical trends. So by fixing a number, you create almost statistical inevitability or statistical rigidity. And Hashem doesn't want that. So if you count from 20 above, you're not counting the whole people. You're just counting a certain subsection of the people. But if you count from 13, then you're fixing a number. These are how many Jews there are. These are the statistics. That creates predeterminism and lack of freedom of choice. So the Ramban starts by describing Mifkad. Very important to remember this in camp. Mifkad means to count them because it means you're paying attention because you're counting them indirectly. You're just taking the amount of shkalim, and just like a pikadon, you're supervising rather than just counting nonchalantly. It lends to the importance of the human condition. And the Ramban says, how did David make such a glaring error? He didn't. He didn't count, according to the Ramban, head by head. He counted them through Machzis HaShekel. But according to the first version, he counted them without purpose. He just counted them for personal luxury to enjoy how many people he had. Counting has to have a purpose. It can't just be done for trivial reasons or certainly for self-absorbed reasons. Then the Ramban says he counted them from 13 rather than from 20, and thereby he affixed a definite statistic to the population. Hashem doesn't want our population to be tagged with a statistic because that implies predeterminism and lack of choice, or like the stars were above fate. Have a good day. Have a good day.